Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Tuesday, the 26th day of July, 2022. Folks, not much change in the overall weather pattern. The expansive and rather entrenched area of upper-level high pressure over the area. The lid on the atmosphere continues from the southwest U.S. across the southern plains into the southeastern U.S. This is more or less going to stay in place. Now, the upper-level lid has weakened a little bit, but that's about it. We may see a few showers along the coastal plains today, down along the Texas coast and a little bit inland. And we may see a slight edge off the temperature over the next day or so, but I think that'll be hard to notice. We were at 104 yesterday on Monday out at Camp Mabry, 102 out at Bergstrom. And really, you know what, in that range of 102 to 103, probably over the next 7 days for Austin and for South Central Texas. May go up a little bit on Thursday, but then high temperatures closer to 101, 102 by the time we get to the weekend and first part of next week. One thing that appears really likely is we're going to finish the month of July with very little in the way of rainfall. We've had rainfall at both Camp Mabry and out at Bergstrom, but for the month, this is amazing, only a hundredth of an inch out at Bergstrom, that's 0.01, and out at Camp Mabry, we measured rainfall there, or at least we observed rainfall there, but it was not measurable, and that officially goes down the books as a trace of precipitation. So we've had a little rain at both of the city reporting locations, but just not much of it. One of the driest Julys, and July is usually a drier month anyway, but not nearly this dry. So dry weather pattern continues, above average temperatures continue, and even the 3 to 4 week outlook from the Climate Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland, really indicates more of the same. That gets us on toward the middle part of August for Austin and for South Central Texas. I'll keep you advised. We'll need to be watching the tropics, but nothing there that is an immediate threat for us. And no cold fronts from the north. The only thing I see is a weak front trying to get into northwest and north Texas up around the Red River, southern Oklahoma, by the time we get to the end of the week. But folks, that is as far south as it'll come, not going to have any effect locally. Friends, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, on this 26th day of July, 2022. I'm going to update my 7-day forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts, again on Wednesday morning. Stay cool out there, stay hydrated, have yourself a good Tuesday, and we'll talk tomorrow.